It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll explore the art of science storytelling with an editor of the public radio show, Radiolab.
First, the Walker administration announced sweeping plans to transfer state programs that care for more than 55,000 elderly and disabled people to for-profit health insurance companies.
The plan, which would move oversight of multi-billion dollar programs like Family Care and IRIS from a group of regional nonprofits to mostly national for-profit HMOs, is aimed at saving taxpayer money and improving patient service.
Critics are concerned that the plan is being pushed through too fast, possibly disrupting care of the tens of thousands of elderly and disabled patients.
Jason Stein joins us now, state capitol reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks, Rob. Good to be here.
Well, can you lay out in broad strokes a little more of that plan for us? What would change?
Right. So there's really two main thrusts to this. One is that right now, Family Care is a long, and IRIS accompanying program are long-term care programs. So these are programs to help people stay in their homes with things like feeding themselves, caring for themselves, personal care, those sorts of things. The program would also then bring in more directly acute care for their medical conditions with the doctor as part of the Family Care program, and then as well the managed care organizations like HMOs that are running Family Care would shift from regional nonprofits to larger regions and mostly for-profit companies.
The hope here being that these larger organizations would be more cost-effective, I guess, and better able to coordinate that acute care you're talking about. Is that the basic argument from the Walker administration?
Well, I think, I mean, obviously these national insurers are been working in the realm of acute care, you know, very closely, whereas these managed care organizations that are these nonprofits, they've been coordinating with other acute care providers already, but they don't do acute care themselves or cover that. As well, one other difference is that right now, in whatever region you live, you're going to typically have one option, the nonprofit provider, if you choose to be involved in Family Care. Going forward, you would have the ability to choose between multiple insurers who are operating in larger regions. At least that's the theory. Of course, we would still need to approve the program and get private companies largely to participate in it.
How much are we supposed to save, as suggested by the people behind this project? How much money would this save taxpayers?
Right. So it's the administration estimates it would save $300 million over 6 years. To put that in perspective, we spend about $3.5 billion a year right now on Family Care and state and federal money. So when you add all this up, this would amount to about 1 to 2% of the money that we would be spending on long-term care over that six-year period.
And those savings aren't necessarily a slam dunk, as I understand it. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau didn't necessarily see the savings there. And, of course, critics of this change are worried that there wouldn't be savings.
Correct. The administration is saying that we believe these savings are there and that they are conservative. The advocates dispute that. Again, the advocates for elderly and disabled, you know, as well as the nonprofits who would have their line of business or operations and their employees disrupted, as well the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, which is sort of our congressional budget office in Wisconsin, has said that because there's a certain amount of coordination and care going on a less formal basis right now, it's unclear to them how much additional juice you can squeeze out of the lemon.
Talking to Jason Stein from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about proposed changes in the way programs for people who are elderly or people with disabilities are administered in the state, moving, as Jason was saying, from nonprofit to for-profit companies. Jason, you talk to people, advocates for elderly, advocates for people with disabilities. What are they concerned about? What are they worried about if this change were to happen?
Well, I think one thing that is on their mind is that this is a program, and this is a reason for anyone to care about the program, you know, regardless of whether you approve the change or disapprove. It's worth paying attention to if you're a taxpayer, if you're, you know, a senior citizen, or you know someone, or you hope to live to be one, which I think that covers pretty much all of us there. This is a program that deals with tens of thousands of people as well as billions of dollars every year. So it's a big deal. And what the advocates are saying is we have a system that evolved over about 16 years, and that this would be a relatively quick change to it. They hope to see it happen on a slower basis, and they would like to see more documentation of the benefits of the change, since it will be, I think everyone agrees, a very significant change.
Who's the decider at this point? What's the next step in moving this thing forward?
Sure. The Walker administration has put forward a proposal. It's sitting right now in the Joint Finance Committee in the legislature, and we don't have a scheduled meeting yet for the panel to take that up. Assembly Republicans are ready to go forward with this plan as it is right now. Senate Republicans want more information, and I think it would be fair to say the Democrats in both houses are opposed to the proposal or very skeptical of it.
So the main question is, would the Senate Republicans support this? It kind of hangs on them. If Assembly Republicans, who are the Republicans are the majority in both parties, both houses, it's all up to the Senate Republicans now?
That's right, Rob.
All right, Jason, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
That was Jason Stein. He covers the state capitol for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We've been talking about proposed changes to family care and IRIS programs. These are programs that provide care for senior citizens and people with disabilities in the state. These programs would change. They would be administered by for-profit companies. You can find a link to Jason's reporting on that over at the Central Time Facebook page.